Hello?
Alice?
Luna?
Yes, we got disconnected.
Oh my God, I don't know what happened. The phone just went dead.
Yeah, mine too. It's just we got disconnected. So what is your store's gross annual sales, like per year or per month, whatever is easier for you?
The gross sales, you're saying?
Right. Yeah, the gross sales.
Let me find my look.
It could be just approximately, you know.
It's about.
It's okay. You've
got 50,000 a month.
50 a month, okay.
Uh-huh.
And are you the only owner of the store or you have partners?
Just my husband and I.
Okay, great. So, what do you need funds for right now? What are you looking for?
Okay, we need funds right now because we are a true mom and pop. I'm
uh-huh.
the mom, he's the pop, and we're doing everything. And we came into, started the business with actually not much money at all. So
yeah,
what
I can
like,
see you had a loan or something, right?
Yeah. So uh-huh. We've been on such a tight
budget,
you know, and I
mm-hmm.
would like to expand our inventory, and I would like to put some AC in that building. The building is just, it's like a sauna.
Okay.
You know, when it gets
you
real
know, you
hot.
Called the right, you called the right place. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so,
first
you
of
know,
all,
things like that, that I, you know, we'd
mm-hmm.
like to be
Got
able
it.
To do, we'd like to have the money to do that instead of trying to do things piecemeal, and
I
it just takes so long, you know, when you
mm-hmm.
start
mm-hmm.
with nothing.
Okay, let's do it one by one. You don't have air conditioning in your building, in your store?
Right, right.
Okay. And you have to put it like a separate building, so you have to put, you can put your own
yes.
there,
mm-hmm.
and it
we're,
will be for your store only. Okay.
Yes, we're
did
free,
you already
freestanding
get,
building.
Okay. Did you already get the quote, or somebody gave you the estimate?
Yes,
how much
we've gotten about two different
yeah.
quotes.
How
and
much?
We're looking at about 15 to 20,000.
Okay. Okay, what we can do, because we have different programs, and one of them is equipment financing. It's probably, at least we will try to finance your air conditioning, including the 15 to 20, it's with the all labor and everything what they need to install it, with the installation,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will try to finance this all as equipment. So it will be a secured loan, and a secured loan, it will be cheaper for you, and it will be financed. You can finance it for up to 5 years and have just, we will pay to whoever gonna bring you air conditioning and install it to the company or wherever you wanna get
mm-hmm.
it. And you will have monthly payments to the bank after that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If that will help you, you think, if we will
yeah.
finance your air conditioning. That's one thing
mm-hmm.
which we can do for you. Second, we can get you probably around, I would say, 30 to 50,000 in working capital loan. I haven't seen your bank statements yet, so it's hard to say exactly
mm-hmm.
how much it's going to be. But how is your personal credit looks?
I don't know. I haven't run it in a while.
You haven't run? Okay. Do you own a home or not?
We sold our home. We were living in Florida.
Uh-huh.
We were retired living in Florida. We sold the house and moved back out here to California because we only have one son, and he lives here in Fountain Valley.
I see.
And we have two grandbabies.
Wow.
So So that's
so now instead of taking care of grandbabies, grandma and grandpa have the business to run.
Yes, but and grandma still, she still tries to keep the babies at least 2 days a week. And a lot of times I have to bring them down to the store with me or
oh
whatever I have
to do. How old are they?
3 and 1.
3 and 1. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a 15-month-old grandpa.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly. Because that's really how old he is. April 18th.
Wow.
He was
mm-hmm.
1. So he's about 15, too. 15 months.
Okay. So, Alice, what we can do... try to get you the working capital loan for your inventory and other expenses. So, because if it's a pretty much new store, you opened the new store or you bought the store?
We bought the store.
Yeah.
We bought it and they had no AC. The lady, very, very nice lady, she still helps
mm-hmm.
me now. You know, she...
Oh, okay.
Provide guidance to me and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. But it never had air conditioning. But, you know, back in the day, you didn't need air conditioning.
Oh, these days, we are in San Diego. And for the last 2-3 days, I would die without air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And the bad thing that people walk in the store and they say, oh, no, and walk out. That's
mm-hmm,
really
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really
and that's
bad.
The way it is. They walk in, it feels like a sauna. So we're doing,
okay,
Lena, is we're looking at two options. We've got, we've already got two quotes on the central AC, and
mm-hmm.
now we've got a third guy who's coming in, and he's looking at the possibility of putting in, cutting a hole in the wall and putting a wall
please
mounted
do
ACs.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking. Yeah, they put them in the wall.
Yeah, but
see,
is it so
in our instance, it would be hazardous. I told him because it's an easy way for somebody to break into the building.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. I will try to finance.
See, but the other thing is, you know, like I say, I've talked to so many people. I'm getting such good advice. The other mm-hmm. thing is we have a refrigerated, you know, how in liquor stores they have those huge
refrigerated
sections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then on top of that, we have all the different vendors that put their own refrigerators in there. Like Coke has got 2 machines.
Sure.
Pepsi's got 2, 7-Up, Snap,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. And that stuff eats up our electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Our electricity bill, when we bought the store, it was running around $2,500 a month.
Wow.
And
with air conditioning, it will be much higher. It will be
right.
probably double
so,
because air conditioning it's so
takes so much energy. But we've been told, because I talked to the people from Edison as well, that
mm-hmm.
if we get rid of all those little individual machines
mm-hmm.
and expand our refrigerator, our own refrigerator section, you know, which runs off its own little generator-like thing,
uh-huh.
It would be our electricity bill would be much cheaper, and then putting in the AC is going to,
mm-hmm.
you know, just going to double my effect, you know.
I see. And what do you need for that? Do you need a refrigerator?
So for that, we would have to expand the refrigerator.
Okay.
You
and
know,
did they give you the price for that?
Well, I had only got one quote for that, and that was about 25. He wanted
25,000?
Yeah, 20 to 25,000, because he has to come in there and they have
no
to
problem.
Build. You
let's
know,
let's finance both of them. Your refrigerator, you will get it, and plus it will be tax deductible and everything. So, and.
Yeah, that's what my CPA was telling me that.
Sure.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that way my electricity bill will go down, the building will be comfortable, and we'll have, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. all the space we need. Whereas right now we got Coke fighting with Pepsi, and, you know,
it's better to have yours, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this way, if we have our own, you know.
Okay. Alice, I will send you the email with two applications attached. One application for equipment. The second application will be for working capital. For equipment, mm-hmm. to get you about 50,000, you don't even need 50, probably a little less than 50,000. But I will try to approve you for 50. I will just need 3 months bank statement, just first pages, mm-hmm. and application.
Okay.
And the application. For working capital, I need a little bit more. I need 6 bank statements, and mm-hmm. I need 4 credit card processing statements, this credit card processor you have.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Do you have a tax return for last year? 2015 or not yet?
Not yet. She's got an extension on it or something.
Okay. Can we get 2014 from her?
14? I can give you our personal taxes for 2014.
No, I need only for business.
Okay, no. we just bought the business last year.
Okay, yeah, I understand. And you didn't file anything. Okay, then we will be without tax return. We'll try to get what we can get without tax return.
I can ask her to give me a copy of where she's at.
Do you have an accountant?
We have a CPA, yes.
CPA. Do they do the profit and loss statement? Oh, you know what? Forget it. Just send me 6 bank statements and 4 credit card processor statements, and I'll try to approve you without anything else. Okay? So, I will send you the email. It's a standard email, so just forget about taxes. You don't send taxes. It's not for you. Everything else is for you in that email. So, and try to send it to me fast. It's always better to be approved at the end of the month than at the beginning of the month, even though we're terribly busy, but our credit department works faster at the end of the month than they
are
a little bit slower at the beginning.
And how long does it take to respond?
Okay, a response 48 hours maximum. But I probably will approve you for equipment, and after we'll get approval for equipment, we'll get you approved for working capital. We will try to do all, so by the end of next week, you have everything.
Okay. So
you have money for everything.
All right. How
does it sound?
That sounds great, if we can get all of that done.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds great.
Okay, dear. So you already know that my name is Lena. If you want to write down my extension, it's 33644.
33644.
Right, it's extension. I will send you an email. You will have my direct number, and you will have all my information in the email.
You have my email, right?
Yeah, I have, because you registered online. Nobody ever called you. I'm really surprised. Since 15th, nobody sent you an email, nobody called?
That's
just terrible, because you registered online. Okay, the only thing, you have a Gmail address for your email. Please look in. I will send you this email in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Please look in your all the partitions of Gmail, like sometimes they send to social, sometimes to promotion. You will have email from lena@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
If you will not get the email, call me tomorrow, okay?
Okay,
but
sounds
good. I hope
good.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and thank you so much, Lena, for taking the time to talk with me.
Sure. Thank you, and I hope we will be able to finance everything for you.
Oh, I look forward to it, because this has been these last few days have been miserable.
Yeah, this couple of days really bad. Okay.
Now, do I need to get those estimates in writing from these people?
Not yet. You will just put in the application. Before we fund, yes, we need invoices from them. But it's before we fund. It's
when you already sign the documents and everything, we'll get it from them.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm. All right, Lena.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.